hear next from Judge Marianne O'Malley. He's reporting on two counties courts as well, Alameda and Sonoma.
I have pictures. And you'll be happy to hear. It's only one court, Chief. It's just Sonoma court today. But I would like to say that I will be attending the Family Justice Center Courthouse ceremonial groundbreaking for Santa Clara. And that's Tuesday, July 16th, and I've been invited to that. And as their liaison, be very happy to share that with them and celebrate with them. So on April 17th, I had the good nature to be able to visit Judge Hardcastle's neighborhood. I met with the presiding judge, Renee Chateau, and the deputy CEO, Cynthia Martinez. They gave me a tour of the facilities. We discussed how their court was adjusting to the budget cuts, and then I met with the other judges in a beautiful family law courthouse that the county or that the court had built in a private partnership. And it's just a gorgeous facility that was under budget and planned very well, and it's a gorgeous facility that accommodates all their family law needs. This is a very well-run court. They are fiscally responsible. They're innovative in all aspects of running court operations and facilities. They presented me with a binder that I have with statistical data, operational structure of the court employees, challenges with an aging Hall of Justice. The facilities issues in Sonoma County for the Hall of Justice pose health dangers, and as well as just dangers to court users as well as those staff that work within the facility, and I'll talk about that in just a moment. They also provided me with a disc of photographs that I'll show you in just a moment, taken of the courthouse, and let me get to those. So the construction folks behind me can't answer this question because they're ineligible to be able to do this because they probably know the answer. $5 to anybody who can tell me what this is. It's not mold.
It's a gold deposit.
Okay, let's try a few more.
Guano?
LG, no.
Insect?
Ah, now we zoom in. What does that look like?
Bees.
Termites?
Termites, thank you. This pile
wow.
is about 18 inches high, and it's below a manager's desk in an office. And it comes up annually. And if it doesn't come up underneath this manager's desk, they pop up elsewhere. The county has tried for years to be able to stop this termite infestation, and it just keeps coming up. And I just took the pictures and ran. I can honestly say I did not stop in that office. It was springtime when I met. And it was probably building, and they said, it's right over here. I said, okay, good, time for lunch. So here you go. In somebody's workplace, if you can only imagine. Okay, so now I've got to go back. We have more. I'm not giving you any more money. Okay. And Judge Hardcastle can help me with some of these. So this right here, if you can see, is a big stain on the floor. It's a recent leak in the civil division. You can see a bigger, it kind of expands over here. And oh, we all love that tent. We all love to see that in our workplaces. This is a recent leak in asbestos mitigation. This was a sewage pipe that was 10 feet under a concrete floor that broke. And now they're trying to fix it. Lovely. I ran by this place, too. But wait, there's more. So this is not the design of the roof tile. These are leaks. And these leaks come through several floors. I'm also told that there are some toilets up here. That might account for this color. Again, the construction folks behind me can't answer that question either. And they did have some damages with these toilets and some leakage. Now, this is a huge leak that occurred. And this one, the county has yet to identify the source of this leak. Now, if you see right here, this is a water line. That is how high the water came up on this cubicle. And this damaged the ceiling tiles, it damaged flooring, computer equipment, court files, and court documents. Completely saturated the whole area. And they wouldn't let me mention the M word, the mold word. So these are electrical panels also that were damaged. This is a transformer on the roof, consistently gets damaged, and so this is their way to try and stop that. Again, damage to the electrical panels, which is scary. I'll talk about an incident in one courtroom that happened. So I'm going to leave us with the termite pile, just so we can always remember what we're dealing with here. So Sonoma Court has 23 judicial officers. They have 20 judges and 3 commissioners and 1 authorized but unfunded AB 159 judgeship. They have a 24% staff vacancy rate, 50 vacant positions. For a court this size, it's just unworkable. In addition to that, with regard to the cuts and the kind of things that have happened that they've had to adjust to, the public has to wait 3 times longer for document processing. Processing judgments is now 4 months. Child custody investigations are no longer conducted, and time required to complete conservatorship investigations has doubled to 16 weeks. Wait time for mandatory child custody mediation appointments is 12 to 16 weeks. That's 4 times longer. Wait time to process adoptions, termination of parental rights, and guardianships is increased to approximately 4 months. Long lines at the counters and delays in service and traffic in the collections unit are wrapped around the building. They have 8 court facilities, 1 capital construction project that's been delayed to the year 14-15. And you can see they're not on the list because they need nice changes. They're on the list because they are in desperate need of a new courthouse. And this would be the Santa Rosa Criminal Courthouse Project. The existing Hall of Justice, as you can see, is physically falling apart. In courtroom 1, there's a constant mechanical noise. The county can't pinpoint it, so the judge just has to live with it. But a constant humming, loud humming, throughout the entire day. In April, courtroom 7 had an electrical explosion, which cut off power to the adjacent locations. The layout of the Hall of Justice is dangerous because of the manner in which they have to transport inmates to court. They do it through crowded hallways with victims, witnesses, jurors, and emotional family members. Especially worrisome for the transportation deputies is when transporting gang members for hearings and trials. Judges have to use public hallways to get from their courtroom to their chambers. This can be a concern after you've sentenced someone to a long sentence and leave out the same door as their family members. Weapon screening is inadequate and non-existent for the entire first floor of the Hall of Justice, which is used by jurors, staff, accommodates traffic court, and 1 criminal department. The criminal department that's on the first floor requires additional deputies to prevent escapes because its door opens directly to the outside. The entire second floor is open to the public view. Several years ago, a bullet was fired through the glass. But with all these obstacles, which makes working in this facility very difficult, these folks come to work surprisingly every day with a smile on their face, except maybe the manager with the termite pile. I have to say, what a fabulous, fabulous group of judges. One innovative initiative that they took up, and we talked about this before Ellen Carlson mentioned this, was taking a closer look at the number of continuances and how that would impact the work of the court staff and the funds of the court. So the judges made a concerted effort to minimize continuances and have had great results. They've had less work for court staff, matters resolved sooner, more efficient court time, and money saved. And that's just to name a few of the positive results. They wanted to bring to your attention, Chief, and to the members of the council, that they're really concerned with the 1% fund balance that we're left with. Their court is using a 20-year-old legacy Unix case management system for all their case types, including criminal, family, civil, and juvenile. The traffic case management system is more than 20 years old, and it's running on an AS400 mainframe. I don't know what that means, but it just doesn't sound good. The existing IVR system is more than 15 years old, and many of the software components are no longer supported by the manufacturer. The court was planning to use their fund balance to implement an e-court case management system beyond traffic and gain further operational efficiencies and reduce county technology chargebacks. Without fund balances, this strategy has to be abandoned and curtailed substantially. Without available investing capital, they lose their opportunity to automate, streamline processes, and continue to make matters worse by using an obsolete county-operated case management system. While meeting with the other judges also at lunch and discussing their concerns, they wanted me to relay to the governor, the Department of Finance, and all the legislators, except for Assemblyman Bloom, because he gets it, that they just have to imagine that the other branches of government don't fully appreciate the serious, life-changing, and sometimes life-threatening matters that the judges hear every day there. People who can't get access will suffer serious injuries, medically, mentally, physically, and financially. They'd love for folks from the other branches of government to come to visit their court, to see the people that this court serves every day. They have serious problems, or they wouldn't have to go to court. Then hopefully the folks in these other branches of government would fully appreciate that the third branch of government serves the public when they most need the help. So, Chief, I'd like to submit the binder to you and Judge Jarre. There are additional copies of the photographs in the binder, as well as more, and information about the Sonoma Court. Thank you so much for creating this program and allowing us the opportunity to go to these courts, meet with these folks. I had the opportunity to see old friends and meet new ones and learn how amazingly well these folks are coping under the stressful budgetary time. So thank you again, Chief.
Thank you.
That concludes my report.
Thank you, Judge O'Malley.